Tom C. McKnight Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on George, George, Cannon, Cannon. Address is 13130 Round Valley Road, Pasquetta, Pasquenta, California 96014, phone 530-526-6705. ID is XXXXX-4950. Date of birth is 1/20/1944. 78-year-old, retired married man. Pharmacy is CVS in Orland. 530-865-4775 is addressed to Dr. Brian, I'm sorry, Dr. Sean, S-H-A-W-N, first F-U-R-S-T, Enlow Physical Medicine and Rehab Clinic, 340 West East Avenue, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-332-3277, fax 530-893-6978, carbon copy. Carbon copy, C-B-A-R-B-O. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation for history of persistent recurrent cephalgia. Subparagraph, remote history of traumatic brain injury. Subparagraph, premorbid history of migraine prior to accident. Subparagraph, recent imaging findings of cervical and lumbar discogenic and degenerative disease. Subparagraph, recent history of left shoulder restrain injury with restriction and pain. Subparagraph, ongoing history of dysomnia with initial and sleep maintenance insomnia and snoring. Dear Dr. First and professional colleagues, George Cannon was seen today for neurological evaluation with his history of almost daily recurrent headaches. Subparagraph, he has been given trials of medication, including sumatriptan, which was of no benefit by his report. despite his premorbid history of having probable migraine. New paragraph, he certainly has cervical degenerative disease, and his left-sided headaches may be a consequence of cervicogenic cephalgia, but they have been incompletely responsive to invasive and stimulation procedures by his report. New paragraph, he's taken Tylenol in the past but cannot take aspirin. Subparagraph, he currently takes Plavix because of history of TIA. New paragraph, most importantly today, his neurological examination is abnormal. Subparagraph, testing for pathological and primitive reflexes demonstrates bilateral palmomental responses. New paragraph, cerebellar testing discloses inducible neuromusculoskeletal resistance without cogwheeling. Subparagraph, there's no tremor at rest with intention or movement. New paragraph, he does demonstrate slight ataxia and ambulation. Subparagraph, he gives a clinical history of ataxia with a tendency to falls in extreme circumstances. New paragraph, his neurological examination, including mental status, is otherwise normal. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Subparagraph, he clears the history of nocturnal restlessness. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. George Cannon presents with a history suggesting cervicogenic cephalgia due to degenerative cervical disease, possibly exacerbated by recent shoulder strain injury, for which he is under continued orthopedic care. New paragraph, his remote history of traumatic brain injury is important with his clinical findings. New paragraph, his neurological examination is entirely consistent with the early findings of Parkinsonism. Recommendations. At this time, following his history and examination, I'm going to initiate a trial of ropinirole, 0.25 milligrams, 1 to 2 tablets at bedtime, and 1 tablet up to twice a day as needed for stiffness and restlessness initially. New paragraph, we will obtain high-resolution 3D neuroquant brain imaging study for evaluation of his complaints of some cognitive impairment. Subparagraph, I've given him the NIH quality of life questionnaires, that's all capitalized, to complete and return, and I've given him a copy of the sleep disorders questionnaire to return as well. Subparagraph, we will order a home sleep study for further evaluation to exclude contributory sleep apnea. New paragraph, I will consider a trial of Qulipta tablets for further control of his headache should there not be a dramatic improvement with initiation of this therapy, reducing his neuromusculoskeletal stiffness. New paragraph, I will see him for reevaluation and follow-up with an additional report and period signed with my professional signature.